Welcome to another episode of Reality Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, and today's episode will be a solo episode, and the topic of today's episode will be cutting dead weight. Now, you could take that in many different senses. You could take that as people, habits, procrastination, or just anything that happens to not make your life as meaningful and as productive as you would want it to be. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to cutting dead weight is cutting out procrastination. And what I mean by that is you have to stop having idle time and actually start to make your day productive. I know that a lot of people tend to think that every day is just a cycle. They're just doing things, they're doing the same things over and over again every day, and it seems like it's the never ending thing, and that the day really has no meaning, and they're just trying to get to the weekend to where that they can either go out and just have fun or just sit there and relax. But I feel like if you sit there and actually give your day some meaning, actually have some goals that you actually have to accomplish, then I feel like your day will actually go by a lot smoother and you'll actually be a lot happier when it comes to living the life that you want to. I'll give you an example. Back in November, I started a Google course in which I wanted to get certified for something in the tech world. I started back in November, but I didn't finish until early July. Now, the course usually takes people about 6 months to finish, but the reason I didn't finish in time is because I was procrastinating. I was just being lazy. There was no excuse for me to have sit there and not finish that course when I was supposed to finish the course. Had I actually sat down and done the course when I was supposed to, I would have probably finished before even the 6 month mark. I didn't really start getting serious about that course until maybe May, and that was really because I was sitting there, I was paying for it, and I was looking at my bank account, and I just got tired of paying for it, and I really did want to finish the course. And one of the things that I really like to do, is one of my hobbies, is I like to read. And I told myself back in November that I wasn't going to read a book until I finished this course. So literally from November until July, early July, I had not read a book. And that was just something that was just like eating me alive inside. So I really just, in May, I really buckled down, really set aside a space in my apartment for me to literally just sit down and just get my work done. And I really kicked it into overdrive. And for the most part, I finished like most of the courses in like a month and a half. Now, if you take that month and a half to what I could have been doing, I probably could have finished this course in January or maybe even early February. So I could have read a lot more books than what I've had already this year. I've only read one book, but that is going to increase by the end of the year. Another way that I have been procrastinating not getting that course done is I had just been on my phone the whole time, and it had really just gotten to the point to where it was so bad that I literally had to put time limits on my phone. I had to put time limits on the apps on my phone just so I can get my work done, because my eyes were just glued to that phone. I really want more in my life than what I have now. Don't get me wrong, like, I have a good life right now, but I want my life to expand. I don't want my life to stay stagnant. And in order for my life to not stay stagnant, I have to sit down, I have to be disciplined in the things that I want to do. Another way that people can cut their weight is by cutting off the wrong people in your life. And when I mean by cutting off the wrong people in your life, I mean cutting off people who you don't see as an asset, who can either help you move forward or won't keep you from moving forward. They don't necessarily have to help you from moving forward, but they just don't have to hinder your progress in any way. And some of the signs of those people would be they're either talking down on you, they're not really that encouraging. When you do talk to them, you don't get excited about being around them. You don't see them doing anything with their life in a productive way. You just see them staying stagnant. People always having excuses. And that was another thing with me. Like, even though I took so long in getting this course done, I didn't make any excuses for why I didn't get this course done. The only reason I didn't get this course done was I was just being lazy. And it was all on me. I have to hold myself accountable. And that's really another thing about this episode, is you have to create things to hold yourself accountable. And like I said earlier in the episode, the way that I held myself accountable was I wasn't able to do something that I really like to do, was to read books, which helps me expand my mind and gives me more knowledge of things in the world. Because somebody like me, I'm the type of person, I don't really like to stop learning. I've actually learned more from books than I actually have in school. And some of the ways that you can help give your day some meaning is you can create goals for yourself. See, for me, I create goals for myself daily, but I also create goals for myself weekly. A weekly goal of mine is I have to work out at least 4 times a week. Now, I've been able to maintain that for 99 straight weeks, which is actually amazing. I never thought I would actually get that far. But the fact that I'm there and I'm so close to 100 weeks, after I hit that 100-week mark, I also want to hit the 2-year mark, which is, 104 weeks, which is only 4 more weeks afterwards. And then after that, I want to hit the 3-year mark, which is 156 weeks. And I know I can do it. I just have to keep myself disciplined. Also, when I said that you can help cut out dead weight by getting rid of the wrong people, another way that you can cut dead weight is by surrounding yourself by the right people. You see people who actually want something out of their life. You see people who are working towards something that they want, and people who actually have something to lose, people who keep you motivated, people who hold you accountable. But they're not going to be able to hold you accountable unless you're actually able to take constructive criticism, and you're actually able to take that criticism, not get personal with it, and actually think, oh man, like, these people actually care. Like, they actually want to see me do well. And that's the thing with my friend Marquise. And you'll see, if you listen to this podcast, he's been in 2 episodes. Me and him, we always send each other, like, daily videos. Like, we'll send each other, like, short clips, like, motivational clips. And, like, we also check up on each other on a regular basis just to make sure that we're hitting our goals. One of his goals is to lose weight. So, just about every day, he's always in the gym, you know. And actually, before this podcast was recorded today, he actually posted a video on his Instagram about him outside running so that he can get to that weight goal that he really wants to get to. And when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, like that helped inspire me to actually record this episode, because this episode was supposed to be recorded like 3 days ago. It was actually supposed to drop 3 days ago and recorded 4 days ago, but I had been procrastinating, and like, once again, that was my fault. So that's like one of the ways that you can actually help cut dead weight. Another way that you can cut dead weight is by staying consistent in the things that you want to do in your life. Like I said, like, one of the things that I want to do in my life, besides hitting my workout goals for the week, is I want to drop 1 episode of the podcast per week. And for me to do that, like, I actually have to sit down, I got a plan, and I actually got to record an episode, I got to edit, and then I got to drop it the way I want to. And I do want this podcast to grow, but the only way that this podcast can grow is if I stay consistent with dropping the episodes, promoting it, trying to get it in the right hands. And don't get me wrong, like, I've recorded over 20 episodes already, but this podcast could have been way bigger had I just stayed consistent and dropping episodes on the regular. And there's no reason why I didn't drop the episodes. Like, nobody told me I couldn't drop the episodes, but I had just been lazy. I had been procrastinating, and I just really didn't feel like it at the time. But I feel like now, after I got really serious about this course that I finished, and I was also, while doing that, while staying on my workout routine, that's actually something that never fell off. I feel like right now I'm in the right mindset to where I can actually do the podcast and do it the right way, and also be consistent in dropping the episodes that I want to and that I need to drop. And also, I want to be able to book guests on this podcast who can actually help, you know, inspire people to actually want to do better in their life. One of the things that actually helps keep me going is when I see people on Instagram and I see them in the gym and they tell me that me being in the gym helps inspire them to stay in the gym. Like, because when I do things like that, I realize that while, yes, I am out here bettering myself, that this whole thing is really bigger than me at the end of the day. And that actually helps give my day even more meaning than what it already is. Another thing that can help give your day more meaning is making time for the things that you want to do. I know one of the excuses that a lot of people have is that they don't have enough time to do what they really want to do in the day. But in actuality, we make time for the things that we really want to do. So whether that is you want to work out more, you want to eat healthier, you want to cook more, you want to study something to make more money, you want to go travel more, you want to do this, you want to do that, you're going to have to sacrifice some of the bad habits that you're doing. Maybe you're staying up late. Maybe you need to go to bed earlier. Maybe you're waking up late. Maybe you need to wake up earlier. So, like, if you want to go, like, for example, if you want to work out but you work a full-time job and you say you don't have time to work out, maybe you need to wake up earlier, go early in the morning. That way that your day is already starting on a productive footnote. And then you can go to work. And then after work, maybe you got to go to bed a little earlier than what you usually do, so that you can wake up and go to the gym in the morning. That way you can live a healthier lifestyle. That way you can present your best self and put your best foot forward. Another thing that will help people, and when I say people, I mean myself too, because I'm in no way perfect when it comes to any of this. Another thing that we can do to help cut dead weight is not compare ourselves. Another way that we can help with cutting dead weight is not having fear of missing out. Yeah, we may see people our age out here taking trips. You know, they're getting money. You know, they're doing a lot of lavish things that maybe we would want to do. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm guilty of it too, like looking at social media and seeing all this stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody has to realize that we're running our own race. Right now it is their time. Like, our time is going to come if we do stay consistent and put in the hard work, barring anything tragic happening. Our time really is going to come, but we just have to stay disciplined at the time. And also, another thing that we can do is we got to take chances. We have to give ourselves a chance and put ourselves in the rooms that will also help us get to the point to where we would want to be, even though that may cost a little money. Yeah, you just got to be honest, man. You got to pay to play. Nothing in this life really is free. And when you do spend that money, don't think about it as, oh man, like, this thing's expensive, like, I gotta spend this money to go to this and that. Look at it as an investment. Like, I'm investing into myself so that I can better myself for the future. And I gotta give a real big shout out to my boy Carson from Scars Make Stars. I was on IG Live with him, and he was talking about going to Invest Fest, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, like, these tickets kind of expensive. And then he was like, hey man, go ahead and spend that bread, man. You'll make that back tenfold, because this is an investment in you. And it gave me something to think about. And I'm like, he is right. So when the time comes, I probably will end up going to Invest Fest. And I'm saying this on the podcast so that I can actually hold myself accountable and going to that. Like, I'll spend the money for the ticket and everything else, and then I'll just figure the rest of the things out later, because at the end of the day, I got to take a chance and try to put myself in the room, because the people who will be in that room, they may have knowledge to help me get to the next level that I will want to get to, and I can't miss out on that. So shout out to Carson for that. The last thing that I'll talk about for this episode is don't compare where you are in life to other people. That's probably the main reason I'll say why a lot of people do get down on themselves, is because they compare how somebody else is living, their highlights, not really their real life, but their highlights, to how their own life is. Mind you, like, when it comes to how people present themselves on the internet, they're only presenting themselves in a positive way. Nobody wants to present themselves in a negative way. Nobody's gonna sit there and show all their flaws and the hard times that they had to go through to get to where they are, but they will post how good that little moment is, or how their life is at that point. And we have to sit there and think that that's just a highlight. That may not be their real life. It may be, it may not be, but at the end of the day, we don't know. So we cannot compare where we are in life to where they are in life, because once you do that, you'll probably start to get lazy, you'll probably start to feel down on yourself, and then you'll start to lose motivation and not do what you need to do to get to where you need to be. And with that being said, this has been another episode of the Reality Roundtable. I know that this was a very short episode. I'll try to make the other ones longer. But I didn't wait this long for another episode to drop. I'm actually happy for myself. I feel proud of myself. I feel accomplished. This is actually one of the things that I talked about in the episode, is actually giving yourself something to accomplish, giving yourself a goal. And with that being said, this has been another episode of Reality Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown. And I'll drop another episode for you next week. You will not be waiting that long for another episode. Thank you, and have a good one.